Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here, along with Brian Patch, as we bring you the Fort Recovery and Coldwater High School boys basketball game tonight. If you've tuned in for the Jay County game tonight, that is being aired on our other stations at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. Jay County girls playing South Adams tonight in the ACAC semifinals of the tournament. Again, that's on their other stations, 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. Well, Fort Recovery, Brian's been having a pretty nice year this year.
Yeah, they have, and off to a good start, non-conference, and then also in conference, even though we did suffer our first loss last weekend to a very good Delphus St. John's team. And tonight we have a chance to knock off the leader right now in Coldwater, who's undefeated.
Yes, they are, and it'll be tough here at the Palace. It's usually tough here. You know that.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be tough, and, a little strange with them. I think they're 3-0 in the conference and, 5-4 overall, which is kind of a strange record. But, their early or late start, I should say, due to football, I'm sure had some things to do with that early on. And it'll be interesting, as Cal Ramel's close to his 1,000th point this weekend, and hopefully he can get that as well. And, it's two good teams going at it. So,
how many is he away, do you know?
He is 38 points away currently.
Tonight. Let's do it tonight.
We would take tonight, but, if he could get 37 tonight in a victory and we get one tomorrow at home, I think that'd be pretty cool to get at home, too. So
I think you're right. We'll be back in a moment here at the Palace. I'm going to go to our interview we had with Bobby Leverett before the game tonight. Here's that interview. Back at the Palace at Coldwater High School, we have Bob Leverett with us, the head coach of the, again, Fort Recovery Indians. Nice year going this year, 8-3. Tough weekend last weekend for you. And again, the close games you had been winning, you just couldn't get them done last weekend.
Yeah, Friday night we knew that was going to be a tough one with Delphus St. John's coming in. Lost by 5, a pretty tight game all the way through to the end. And then Saturday night we were without a starter, so that kind of left us six guys deep going against a team that didn't play on Friday night, that had fresh legs. And, Rex got in foul trouble early on, so that kind of left us with five guys. Hung with them for about 3.5 quarters and just couldn't get the job done. So, with that being said, we kind of have wiped that Botkins game out of our memory and started looking forward to Coldwater for tonight.
Well, Landon Post was the kid you were without on Saturday night, and I see he's here tonight. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He just had a little, a pulled muscle in the side of his leg, and he probably could have went, but it was one of those where we didn't really want to make it worse. Wasn't sure how bad it was, so, the rest it now and worry about the league game mentality kind of came into effect there.
Both nights, not that this is bad, it's still a good point total, but Cale was held to under 20 points both nights in the mid to high teens. So are they starting to figure out what to do against you on that? Or
a lot of it depends on how the game's officiated, I think, and Friday night they let us play like they usually do, and, he had to earn those, whatever he had on Friday night, 18 or 17, 18, I think. And then Saturday night, he was just dog tired. So, they're starting. I mean, it's nothing that we haven't seen. It's a lot of zone and stuff like that. But it's that midseason grind. So he'll get going tonight, hopefully.
Now, Cale's had a fantastic year. What's his average now, about low 20s?
He's at 23, just over 23 right now, and 10 rebounds a game, shooting about 56% from the field.
So has he made any decision yet on after high school for basketball?
He wants to go play at the D2 level. He doesn't want to go play. He doesn't want to go pay to play at a D3 school. So he's got some looks from Walsh and Malone, and Finley's interested yet. So Finley's where he really wants to go. If he can go play there, that would be great. And talked with Coach Ernst a few weeks ago, sent him some film. So they're still on the radar, and hopefully it comes down to him playing well here at the end of the year that they'll really maybe come in and offer him something.
Well, we hope so. Finley's been pretty good to us.
Yeah, absolutely. They know what they're going to get when they get a full recovery kid, and I think that's a lot of it is that comfort zone that they have, knowing, you know, the colleagues and the McClurg before them, and there was a couple other kids. Clark May played there, so they know what they're getting when they get a full recovery kid.
Once again, our guest, Bob Leverett, the head basketball coach of the Port Recovery Indians. And, hey, this is your hometown. You you live here. Your business is here. Oh, you don't live here?
No, I live in Port Recovery yet, but my business is here.
I didn't realize that. So,
yeah.
Well, so your business is here, and you know some of these kids.
Yeah, I know a lot of these kids, know a lot of their dads and stuff. So it's a big game for me personally, which it's not about me. It's about our kids coming out and playing the way we should and taking care of business. So I haven't brought up anything about me, you know, owning a business here. Like I said, it's about our guys coming out and taking care of business.
Well, talk about Coldwater. What are the keys to beating these guys?
Well, right now they're hot. They got the Luke Sweeterman back, who's a 6'7 junior lefty. He had broken his hand early in the season. He came back over the holidays, and he's kind of been the spark for him here these last few games that they've won. Then you got the Blazing Game kid. That's a nice senior guard. Harlemer can flat out stroke it for him. They're just a scary team, Rob, that just kind of hangs around. They beat New Bremen last week at New Bremen, who is a team that's favored to win the league. So, you know, anytime that they could go up there and beat them on their home court means they can beat anybody any given night. So we're going to have to play very well. It's Coldwater. These kids know how to win in all sports, so we'll have to be ready to go.
How about your starting lineup tonight? Who's that going to be?
It'll be our same. We'll go with Kale at the 4. Rex will be at the 3. Lane and Post at the 2. Troy Homan at the 1. And Daniel Patch will be at our 5. So our usual starting 5 tonight with Reese Guggenbiller being hurt. That just leaves us with Alex Deuce and Riggs Toby coming off the bench.
Oh, we didn't know Reese had a problem there. Hope he'll be back soon.
Yeah, he'll be back next week. He had a stress fracture from football, and it was kind of one of those deals where you want to rest it now rather than later on. So, yeah, the doctor said he could play through it. Now let's rest it and make sure he's ready for the end of the year. But he's feeling pretty good. So we get him back here next week, which will be huge for us, and hopefully get a run going here before tournament.
Okay, for the benefit of those basketball moms out there who don't know what the 1 position is and the 2 position is, why don't you explain what each one of those 5 positions are?
So the 1 man is a point guard. Your 2 man is your 2 guard. Your 3 man is kind of like a small forward slash guard. Your 4 man is kind of like is basically your forward. And your 5 man is a kid that usually plays underneath the basket, like your center.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the conversation. Always great to talk with you, and we wish you the best.
All right, appreciate you coming.
Bob Leverett, head basketball coach at Port Recovery. We'll be back with more here at the Palace, Port Recovery and Coldwater, coming up in just a moment.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Port Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
back at the Palace here in Coldwater, Ohio. Fort Recovery at Coldwater tonight in boys basketball. Again, a reminder, if you've tuned in for the Jay County girls game, that's being heard on our other stations at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. Jay County playing South Adams tonight for the ACAC semifinals. And the winner goes to Bluffton tomorrow to play for the championship of the tournament. So again, Jay County's on our other side, 105.3 FM, 1440 AM. And good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians tonight. From Dr. Kim Vormore, Dr. Thomas Banna, and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates, Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart, at the Vormore Family Dentistry, the former family dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna recently sold the business to Dr. Kim Vormore, although Dr. Banna will be staying on for several months. They're located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Dr. Kim Vormore and Dr. Thomas Banna, they'd love to be your family's dentist. They are accepting new patients. Just about set to start here, and a nice crowd tonight.
Yeah, great crowd here, and you know, that's kind of expected with these two communities being so close-knit with family members, and it's turned into a pretty good rivalry.
Had a great crowd last Friday at Fort Recovery. The place was packed.
You know, that was the largest crowd I've seen in Fort Recovery post-COVID, and you know, it was great to see people back in the stands again, because, you know, up until this point, you know, with the holidays, and you haven't seen a lot of people there, but, you know, it's a great crowd tonight, great crowd last weekend. I know when Daniel came home, we talked, and he's like, you know, Dad, I haven't seen the Fort side that packed in years, you know, before COVID when you were coaching. And, you know, it's just cool to see that. And especially as a father, you know, have your son be able to play in an atmosphere like that's pretty cool and special.
Yeah, that was indeed. Reserve team tonight, the Fort Recovery JV team came away with a 38-36 win over Coldwater. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Briggs Overman with 14. Gavin Evers had 7. 5 for Colson Post. Eli Linnerts had 8. They all came in the first quarter. So he got the Indians off to a great start, but then he didn't score after that. But 8 points for Eli Linnerts. 3 points for Alex Garkey. 1 for Caden Greasy. Again, 14 for Briggs Overman. 8 points for Eli Linnerts. 7 for Gavin Evers. 5 for Colson Post. 3 for Alex Garkey. 1 for Caden Greasy. Coldwater only had 3 scores tonight in the reserve game. Owen Kunk had 15 points, 11 for Will Berry, and 10 for Miles Potcotter. So they had 3 in double figures, but that was it, and it wasn't quite enough. Fort Recovery won the game 38-36. Indians even their record at 6-6 on the year in junior varsity basketball. Here we go. Cale Ramel jumping for Fort Recovery. Jumping for Coldwater is going to be Luke Sweeterman, the big guy for him. He was the one who was injured and then came back. Did he play any at all early on, or do you know?
I don't know at all, no.
And there's some question about, I don't know what's going on over there. There must have something on the floor. So a little delay here. That'll give the opportunity to remind you, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is Kalp's Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, of course, and in nearby Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Ask about Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal pharmacist if that's the program that's right for you. They get things cleaned up, do they?
Yeah, they had some, looks like some popcorn and some other stuff out there on the floor. I'm not sure how that got there.
Okay, here we go. The tap goes to Coldwater. Coming down with the tap there was Evan Harlemerks. Right side it goes. Coach Leverett said the Harlemerts had a couple of game winners for Coldwater this year.
Yeah, he's had 2 of them, which is pretty special for him since he lost his father earlier in the year from a heart attack as well. So a special thing for that young man.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's heart goes out to Harlemert. Evan Harlemert for sure. There's Luke Sweeterman. He is a big dude, 6'7". Scores right underneath to make it 2-0. Coldwater with the lead. Here's Leverett firing a 3. Misses from the left corner. Rebound comes to Coldwater. With the ball now is Brady Layfeld. Right side jumper from the corner. Up and no good this time by Luke Sweeterman. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Cale Rammel with the ball. Down he comes across the timeline on the left, Leverett. Cale Rammel with it. Stops, looks, goes back outside to Troy Homan. Troy's going to miss tomorrow because brother Will is getting married, so he's going to be involved in that. Cale Rammel with the basketball. Here's a drive by Homan, no good, and we got a foul called on Fort Recovery. Must be Rex Leverett.
They cut it on Daniel. And
okay, Daniel Patch, number 21 instead of 12.
I thought it looked like he'd even go for an offensive rebound. I'm not sure how it was a foul.
There couldn't have been a foul. I don't know what happened there.
Well, I was just thinking, go rebound and get a call foul on him. So.
Coldwater with the ball leading 2-0 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. From Coldwater, Ohio tonight, the Palace Midwest Athletic Conference basketball. Coldwater 3-0 in the conference, Fort Recovery 2-1. Ball's tipped away, and Troy Homan came out with it. He'll stop, dribbles out of the mess, back outside to Landon Post. Over to Cale Rammel, now to Troy Homan. Lobs it into Cale, got the shot up, blocked by Sweeterman, and Coldwater comes away with the basketball. Not a good clean shot for him there.
Yeah, that was highly contested.
Outside is Sweeterman. He'll pass off to Brady Layfeld. Now over in the right corner it goes to Justin Kalp. Inside to Sweeterman. Fires hits. I could see when he was not in there what a difference he makes for them. He's only a junior, too.
Yeah, he's definitely their go-to player.
Here's Rex Leverett. Stops underneath. No shot there. Back out to Daniel Patch. Now Cale Rammel at the free throw line. He'll pass over to Troy Homan. Landon Post into Cale. Cale dribbles. Back outside. They're going to call an offensive foul on Cale Rammel. They say he knocked one of the calves to the floor. That being Marcel Blasingame.
Yeah, that extra power dribble he took in there just kind of lowered his shoulder on that. So,
with the ball, tossing it in for the Coldwater Cavaliers, Justin Kalp. This is a big game in the conference makeup here. Indians could win tonight, giving Coldwater their first conference loss. That'd be big.
Yeah, because we play Marion next week, and they're on the field as well.
Three-point basket by Evan Harlemertz. That makes it 7-0. Pass comes in to Cale Rammel. Here is Rex Leverett. He scores. He's fouled. And Rex goes to the free throw line. That gets us on the board. Makes it 7-2.
Yeah, nice pass by Cal. Drew the defense. He's able to kick it off in there for Rex for a lay-in.
Rex will have a free throw coming here. Lets it fly and got it. Nice, sweet shot. Rob Weaver here along with Brian Patch. Sebastian Solis is our studio producer tonight. Basketball from the Palace in Coldwater, Ohio. Again, if you tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard on our other stations at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. Sweeterman back outside. Here's a three-point shot, no, way off the mark by Marcel Blasingame, and Cale Rammel got the rebound. Cale brings it down across the timeline. Over to Troy Homan. Homan center circle, right side to Cale. Homan breaks to the hole. No pass in there. There's the pass to Homan. Free throw line. Jumps it. Got it. Way to go, Troy.
That's a big shot for the Indians right there.
Troy Homan gets his average on the first shot of the game.
As I say, he doesn't score a lot, so if he scores, that's a bonus.
That is. And Coldwater just threw it away. They tried to pass it in to Sweeterman, and the pass from Marcel Blasingame was too high. And when Sweeterman's 6'7", you know it was too high if he couldn't get to it. Here's Landon Post. Coldwater pressing. Indians seem to be handling it pretty well. Right side, Rex Leverett back out to Landon Post. Here's Cale Rammel. Passes off to Troy Homan. Rex Leverett with it. There's Cale Ramel, thinks about shooting, decides not to. Gives over here to Daniel Patch. Patch goes to Landon Post. Landon comes down, scoops it up. It's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be, they say it went off of Landon out of bounds, and so it's going to be Coldwater's basketball. The shot was blocked, and when it came down, it went off of Landon's body and went out of bounds. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours each weeknight until 7, except for Friday nights. They're open until 6 p.m. The friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, Cal Pharmacy. Here's a pass stolen by Rex Leverett. Tried to hit Marcel Blassingame, and Leverett stole it away. Here's Daniel Patch on a three. Yes! The sweet shot that his daddy taught him. That makes the score 8-7. Indians are on top now. Coldwater with the basketball. Around the horn. Fort Recovery is zone defense here.
This is something we just started implementing here not too long ago, a little 1-3-1, and we're long, so.
There's Luke Sweeterman missing a shot from three land, and Fort Recovery came down with the rebound. Troy Hillman with the basketball. Right side with it, looking, passing back out to Rex Leverett. Long three, it's no good. Rebound, out of bounds. They say, oh, it's going to go to the Indians. We'll take it.
Yeah, I thought Daniel hit that, actually, myself. But
we'll take it. Indians put the ball in play.
We'll listen to the people that get paid, right?
Yeah. Radio Rob here, Rob Weaver, along with Brian Patch from Coldwater tonight. Troy Homan into Cale Ramel. Double teamed, triple teamed actually. Back to Homan, dribbles in, and tried to pass it to Landon Post, and it goes out of bounds off of Troy Homan eventually. I think Troy might have traveled there too on that exchange.
Yeah, I thought so as well. And this is really, from what I've seen Coldwater play, is this is where they start to get to teams. Is they brought three new kids in, and I think they play a total of 12 or 13 kids, so they try to wear you down.
Yeah, Sweeterman's not even in there now, which surprises me. Evan Harlemer with it, passes over on the left side to Balin Blockberger. We know that name.
Absolutely. His father was a longtime coach of mine.
Dave Blockberger's his dad.
Part of our state championship football staff as well.
Yep.
Along with the head baseball coach for us, too.
Here's a floater. It's up and in. Left baseline floater by Evan Harlemert, and he has 5 points now. That puts the Cavs back on top at 9-8. Brian Patch firing a three. It's no good. Rebound, Cale Ramel back up and no good. And there's a foul called on Coldwater. It'll be two shots for Cale. He has not scored yet tonight, so this will hopefully get him on the board here. He is a pretty good free thrower. Averaging 23 points a game. This is up and no good off the front of the rim. I jinxed him.
Well, if he has a weakness, this is it. Not that he has many, but if he does, it's his free throw shooting. That's probably his lowest percentage shot. So
he'll have one more. It is good. Rattles that one home. That ties the game at 9-9. Cale will take a rest. And coming in the game for Fort Recovery is Alex Deuce. Down comes Coldwater with the basketball. Harlemer with it, goes to the hole, and he is fouled. I think they're going to call Rex Leverett for a foul, and Harlemer will go to the free throw line. Alex Deuce brings up in mind a debate I have with my Indiana friends. They say, why do you say Deuce? I said, because that's the way they pronounce it in Fort Recovery.
How do they think it's pronounced?
They pronounce it Deuce, just like Deuce. I said, well, whatever. When I'm in Indiana, I'll say Deuce. When I'm in Fort Recovery, I'll say Deuce. Harlebert missed the free throw. He'll have one more. And it is good.
Don't let him go to Vercells then, because Stammen over there is Stamen, so
Yeah, back for sales. Had two girls on the volleyball team. One was Stauman, one was Stamen. Both spelled the exact same way. Here's the shot up. No good by Cole Waters. They got the rebound. And down comes Troy Homan with it. Let it go, Troy. Left side to Landon Post. Back around the horn. Got one of two free throws there a moment ago, by the way. I was talking about my deuce and do's. Troy Homan with it. He'll pop the shot. A little short, no good. Rebound came off of Alex Deuce. And it'll be given to the Coldwater Cavaliers. Oh, who hit that free throw a moment ago, by the way?
For them?
Yeah. Didn't he hit one of the free throws?
Yeah, but they don't have it up there.
No. And time expires at the end of the first quarter. We're done with one. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find them in Fort Recovery, Union City, and Vernon, Indiana. And don't forget, they have their Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need anything with Handicap Medical Equipment, it's, again, Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center, the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. We're at the end of one. It's Fort Recovery trailing the Coldwater Cavaliers by a score of 10-9. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
I don't think they did hit a free throw a moment ago, so they're 10 points in the first quarter. Evan Harlemert had six of those, and then Luke Sweeterman had four. Fort Recovery will get the ball to start the second quarter, and maybe one of the big stories, Cale Rammel with a one up there on the scoreboard. Only 1 point for Cale. No field goals in the first quarter.
He had a slow week last week to start off as well. Then it got hot, so
let's hope it's going to happen again tonight. And they tried to get it into Cale Rammel, and it's knocked away by Coldwater's Marcel Blassing game. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's Cale Rammel. Nice shot, but he missed it. Just inside the free throw line. It goes out of bounds off of Coldwater.
Good play by Riggs Toby, knocking it off of Balen Blockberger's leg. They're out of bounds. That's what he does. He comes in and gives the Indians a lot of hustle plays.
And with the basketball, there is Riggs Toby. Pass backs out to Daniel Patch. Back to Riggs, right side, tipped away from him. Should be Fort Recovery's ball. Last touch by Cole Waters, Balen Blockberger. Indians are 8-3 on the year. Started out 8-1, had two losses last weekend. Pass comes into Cale Rammel. Back outside, there's Deuce with the shot. Alex misses it. Rebound comes down to Troy Homan. Up, no good. Almost got it to go. But he's fouled in the act of shooting, and Troy will be at the free throw line for two shots.
Good extra effort there by Troy, giving the Indians a chance to add to the point total here.
Well, I know he's not going to play tomorrow, so he's going to...
I was thinking the same thing. He's got a lot of pent-up energy here.
Yeah. Going to turn it on tonight. Free throw's no good by Troy. He'll have one more. Up, and it's no good again. Missed two of them. Rebound comes to the big guy, Luke Sweeterman. Down comes Coldwater with the basketball. Over on the left side it goes to Balen Blockberger. Now top of the key, Marcel Blassing game dribbles into the lane. Passes over on the left wing. Shots fired up. Good. Three-pointer by Balen Blockberger. Blockberger makes it a 13-9 lead for Coldwater. Landon Post into Cale Rammel. Cale stops, passes over on the right to Riggs Toby, and it goes through his hands and out of bounds.
Unforced turnover there by the Indians.
Homan family's done okay. Ross Homan married a Jay County girl. That's a big plus for him right there. And Will's getting married tomorrow. And we understand the young lady's getting engaged or has been engaged. So that's three out of four so far, and Troy's the only one left.
Well, he's dating a Fort Recovery girl right now, so he might have to talk to Callie Wendell, I think, about that one.
Hopefully a while for that one. Underneath, Coldwater with the ball. They lost it, picked up by Landon Post. Here he comes. Post comes down. Big step, missed it. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Get in there. Yeah, no good, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line. I don't know what our free throw shooting percentage is tonight, Mr. Bryan, but it is not good.
No, it's not, and you know,
field goals.
Yeah, our Landon missed that Euro step right there, but good hustle play by Kel to be able to get a rebound. But again, the Sweeterman kid's bothering him inside a little bit with his length, and Kel normally takes that up and finishes it, and he's threw up a couple shot fakes to try to get him in the air to draw the foul. So
got one free throw there. He's got 2 points tonight, two free throws, two out of three at the line. One more for Rammel. He missed that one. So he's hitting 500 from the line tonight, two out of four.
That's about his average.
13-10 score, three-point lead for Coldwater. They have the basketball. Indians actually led by Daniel Patch with three and Rex Leverett with three. Underneath, it's up, no good by Coldwater. Rebound, Sweeterman. He missed it. Rebound, Troy Homan. The little guy takes it away from him, down to Rex Leverett, lost it, but he saved it into the hands of Landon Post, outside to Troy Homan. Here's Cale Rammel with the basketball. Dribble stops, passing on the left to Daniel Patch, inside to Troy Homan. He was triple-teamed, ball's knocked loose, picked up by Coldwater, and now Rex Leverett almost grabbed it away, and now Cale Rammel almost grabbed it away. Boy, Cale's maybe lucky he didn't get a foul on that one, and Coldwater ends up with the ball.
Almost should have been a, or could have been a 10 count as well.
Hot potato, and there's timeout called by Coldwater. Coach Nick Fisher calls timeout. It's 13-10 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Fort Recovery trailing by three. We'll be back in a moment.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Nice roomy press facilities here at Coldwater. Just a little bit high to get up to them, but for an old guy like me, you know, that's a kind of a struggle.
Yeah, I mean, they do a great job here, and, you know, it's always well-ran, well-organized. And
Eric Goodwin is a wonderful AD.
Yep. I always loved coming here when we were in tournaments and he hosted because you knew you would be well taken care of.
They have a good hospitality room back there, too, always.
Yes.
Which I don't mind.
McSober wings usually do well.
Left side to Luke Sweeterman. Coldwater has the ball. Back on the outside it goes. That's Brady Layfeld. Marcel blasting game to Layfeld. Layfeld will pass on the left wing to Blockberger. He'll pass back outside.
1-3-1's giving him some trouble right now.
Blockberger with the ball. And full recovery playing that zone defense. Top of the key. On the left side it goes. Right side. Now in. They tried to get it in, and they did get it in to, and he scores. They did get it in to Cody Depwig, and Depwig scores, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Not good. We played pretty good defense on that, but they just barely got it into him. Going to call the foul on Fort Recovery's Daniel Patch. It's number two on Daniel, and he will leave the game. It's Riggs Toby comes in for Fort Recovery. So at the line, Depwig, D-E-P-W-E-G is the way he spells his last name. Up and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to K.O. Rammel. Rammel brings it up, 15-10. Very low-scoring game here so far. Right side to Troy Homan. Out top to Landon Post. Landon dribbles the basketball, directs traffic. Troy Homan clears out, goes around. Here's K.O. Rammel getting it. There's going to be a foul call on Coldwater. And it'll be out of bounds, not a shooting foul.
That's the issues that Kel can give teams, because he's big enough that, you know, he's more comfortable inside. But, you know, you got to put a smaller guy on him because he plays outside so much as well. So
here comes the inbounds pass. K.O. Rammel and Landon Post with it. Rex Leverett now with the ball. Here's a long shot, three-pointer, good by Rex Leverett.
Big shot for Rex right there, giving him some confidence, hopefully, and 6 points on the night.
He is the leading scorer for the Indians so far, 15-13, only a two-point game. There's a shot from the left side, it's up no good, rebound comes down to K.O. Rammel. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find the Endurance line of litter sprinters available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Kale goes over to Landon Post, fires a three. It's no good off the mark. Rebound comes down to Luke Sweeterman of Coldwater. Cavaliers only lead by two, 15-13. Indians give them a tussle here. 2:55 remaining in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Out between the circles, Marcel Blasingame passes on the left. Blasingame gets it back. Back on the outside it goes to Brady Layfeld. He dumps it in to Sweeterman. Luke will fire and miss. Short rebound, Troy Homan. For a little guy, Troy's getting quite a few rebounds tonight.
Which is good for us because that means they're missing a lot.
Riggs Toby to Troy Homan. Landon Post will lob it into Kale, puts it up, and got it, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Nice lob into K.O. Rammel.
And that's the advantage we have, because they're guarding with a six-foot kid. Kale can jump up there above the rim, so they're trying to front him. There's no backside help with it, because we've cleared it out on a nice scheme job by Coach Leverett, and Landon's falling through the lob.
Going to the free throw line is K.O. Rammel. He could put us ahead. That tied the game at 15-15 with that shot. That gives Kale 4 points and now five as he got the free throw. And Fort Recovery leads by one, 16-15 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Don't forget, for those New Holland and Kloss Farm equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's a pass over in the left corner. Three-point shot's no good. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. Getting the board there was Brady Layfeld on the missed shot by Evan Harlemertz. Back out to Layfeld, back over to Harlemert on the left. Now passing into the free throw line, back to Harlemert. Underneath to Sweeterman, back outside. Layfeld fires and misses way off. Oh, rebound up and in by Mason Welch. Mason Welch gets his first basket of the night. And that puts Coldwater back in the lead. Oh, missing the shot was Riggs Toby. That would have put us back in the lead, but Coldwater got the rebound. Here's Harlemert. Three-point shot's good. Evan Harlemert.
It's a big 5-point swing right there for the Indians.
20-16 now. Back outside Landon Post. Here's Daniel Patch on a three. Oh, it doesn't go this time. Rebound comes down to Mason Welch of Coldwater. They do play a lot of people, don't they?
Yeah. They've been playing 12 most games, so.
Ball is loose. A scramble for it. Troy Homan trying to get it. We got a held ball called. And it will go to Coldwater. See the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. It's available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Pass comes in there to Balen Blockberger over to Layfeld. Brady Layfeld with it, dribbling, passing to Blockberger. Now down in the corner goes to Harlemert. Three-point shot. Good again. He's the guy that seems to be hurting us. He's their leading scorer now. Got a total of 12 points. Here's Rex Leverett going to the hole. Oh, missed the layup. Rebound comes to Coldwater. And, man, we should have had that one. Here's a three-point basket. Goodbye, Blockberger. Blockberger has two threes, and all of a sudden, the Cavaliers lead by 10, 26-16. Underneath the Leverett, he'll spin, fire, and miss. Rebound, Coldwater. And here's a long shot at the gun, and that's the end of the first half of play. And Coldwater really made hay here in the last minute and a half.
Yeah, we missed two-point blank layups, and they hit, I think, three straight threes down the stretch.
Coldwater led 10-9 at the first quarter. They lead 26-16 here at the half, so they outscored us 16-7 in that second quarter of play. That hurts. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, doggone it, those last couple of minutes, that who knows, that could be the game, getting that kind of a lead like that.
Yeah, getting a 10-point lead here, the way Coldwater's playing and shooting it right now is definitely going to put us on the uphill climb. And you know, it hurt when we missed two-point blank layups and they came down and hit those three straight threes for them like that. So that was a big swing in the game.
It was indeed, that's for sure. Giving you the stats we have here, again, Fort Recovery trails by 10-9 at the first quarter, and they trail here at halftime 26-16. By the way, Jay County has a state champion in wrestling, as Mallory Winter won the state championship tonight down at Mooresville, as she won a 2-1 decision over a Rochester wrestler. That gives Mallory Winter two consecutive state championships as a freshman and a sophomore for Jay County High School. Congratulations to Mallory Winter, state champion in girls wrestling. Scoring for Fort Recovery here in the first half of play. Looks like despite the slow start, Well, Cale Rammel is second in scoring. He has 5 points on the night so far, which for him is way below his average. Rex Leverett actually has 6 points to lead the team. Rex has a two-point goal, a three-point goal, and one out of one at the free throw line. Cale Rammel only has one field goal tonight and three out of five at the free throw line. Troy Homan has a field goal and 0 out of 2 at the line, so 2 points for Troy Homan. And then Daniel Patch has a three-point goal for 3 points for Daniel. So those are your 16 points for the Fort Recovery Indians in trailing 26-16 here at the half. For Coldwater, Evan Harlemertz, senior, gets a total of 12 points on the night. Three threes, a two, and one out of two at the free throw line for Evan Harlemer for his 12 points. The way Luke Sweeterman started out, you thought he was going to have a heck of a night, but he only ends up with four, and he got those early on.
Well, you know, I think that's part of maybe our advantage that they play so many kids because, you know, they took him out. He didn't play a whole lot after he scored early.
Not a lot, really. Malin Blockberger had 6 points. Again, he's the son of Dave Blockberger. A lot of you folks know Dave there in Fort Recovery. Malin had 2 threes for 6 points. 2 points for Mason Welch on a two-point basket, and 2 points for Cody Depwig on a two-point basket. He was 0-for-1 at the free throw line. So not a whole lot of free throws being shot tonight. Coldwater only has three. They're 1 out of 3 at the line. The Fort Recovery Indians, they have a total of, 8 free throws, and we've only hit 4 of 8, so we could do a little bit better than that.
Yeah, that's kind of been our Achilles heel most of the year is free throw shooting, and that lost us the Laramie game, and didn't help us in the St. John's game either. So.
In the reserve game tonight, Fort Recovery won that one, coming from behind to win 38-36. Tied at 9-9 at the first quarter. At the halftime, Coldwater had a 22-19 lead. After three, Coldwater led by one, 27-26. And the Indians came back, outscored Coldwater in the last quarter, 12-9, to win by a 38-36 score. For Fort Recovery, they were led by Briggs Overman with 14 points. Had quite a few free throws on the night. Eli Leonards with 8 on 2 threes and a 2. 7 points for Gavin Evers, 5 points for Colson Post, 3 for Alex Garkey, 1 for Caden Greasy. For Coldwater, they only had 3 scores in the game. Owen Kunk had 15, 11 for Will Berry, and 10 for Miles Potcutter. Fort Recovery goes to 6-6 on the year in JV basketball. And the Varsity Indians, they are currently 8-3, trying to go to 9-3. But right now, behind the 8 ball here, as Fort Recovery trails 26-16. So what do you think, Coach? What do you think the Indians have to do here to get things turned around in the second half?
Well, obviously, we got to just make shots. That will help. We got to get Kel the ball in position. We can't have some silly turnovers. We had a stretch where we had quite a few unforced turnovers on our own. And we got to be able to locate shooters. You know, the only inside game they have is the Sweeterman kid. And, other than that, they've just been hitting some shots. And we got to make sure we get out and contest them and run them off the three-point line.
Get a nice crowd here. The band's striking up the tunes here at halftime at the Palace at Coldwater High School. Midwest Athletic Conference matchup, and it doesn't get any better than a matchup between two good MAC teams, and what we have here tonight. That is for sure, and right now Coldwater with the advantage, 26-16. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 25th through the 28th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, they're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Thank you to the OHSAA for that. Nice message. A lot of truth to that, too. Hey, we're underway here. Coldwater on defense to start the second half. Rex Leverett inside the Kale Ramble. Oh, he missed the layup. Oh, my goodness. What is it tonight? We can't hit the layups, but he did get fouled, and Kale Ramble will be at the free throw line.
That's how we finished the first half.
Doggone it.
And these are some of the friendliest rims in the MAC, so.
First free throw's good. One more. Up and good again. Two for two for Kale here in the third quarter so far. 26-18. Lead is back to eight. Now let's get a stop here and get it back to six. Coldwater with the basketball. Harlemert with it. He'll pass over on the left side to Layfeld. Brady Layfeld passing back outside. With the ball there was Marcel Blasingame. Now here's Harlemert with it again. Over to Layfeld. Right side it goes. That's Justin Kalp. Here's a shot by Harlemert. Three-pointer. He got it again. Got to get him stopped.
And that kills us because it's off an offensive rebound as well.
29-18. Coldwater takes an 11-point lead now. Troy Homan with the basketball out between the circles. He'll pass over on the right to Landon Post. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Rex Leverett, though. He goes in, misses the shot. Rebound, a battle, and there's going to be a foul called on somebody. It's on, I think, Coldwater.
Yeah. They grabbed a hold of Daniel's arm on the rebound.
It was called there on Justin Kalp, so it'll be out of bounds to the Indians, and Troy Homan will toss it in. Looking for some help, and it's tipped out of bounds by Harlemert. Harlemert, the son of Brian Harlemert, who died unexpectedly here this year. A real sad story. Outstanding baseball coach for Coldwater. Here's a shot by Kale Ramble, three-pointer. It goes. Hey, we'll take it. Kale Ramble gets a three. He has 5 points here in the early going of the third quarter. He only had 5 points the whole first half. Right side, it's no good. Rebound comes to Kale Ramble. As missing that was Justin Cal.
We got lucky there. Miscommunication on the Indians' part.
That was an open shot for sure. Right side, Landon Post. He'll fire a three. Yes! Landon Post gets a three. Way to go there, Landon. That is his first score of the night.
Great start for the Indians.
29-24. We're only down by five after trailing by 10 at the half. 6:03 to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feed, plus professional nutritional support as well. Uh-oh. Inside, up and in for Justin Kalp of Coldwater over the top of Troy Homan. Homan comes down on the left to Landon Post. Rex Leverett with the ball. Left corner. He will pass to Troy Homan. Outside to Daniel Patch. And he fires and misses a three. Rebound. And we've got a foul called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. It's called on Rex Leverett.
Yep.
31-24, 7-point lead here for the Coldwater Cavaliers in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Coldwater brings it up. Here's Layfeld down, back outside to Harlemerks. Out center circle. Marcel Blasingame. Blasingame dribbles, stops, feeds over on the left side. Justin Kalp with it, back outside it goes to Brady Layfeld. Brady dribbles the ball to the left of the lane, now backs it up. Feeds over here to Kalp. Back outside to Harlemerks. Harlemerks goes down the lane, scoops the shot up, no good on the floater. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Now we can cut the lead back to five again, maybe, or maybe even four. Cale Rammel outside, he'll pop a two-point shot, no good off the mark. Rebound, Daniel Patch. There's going to be a foul call in Coldwater. Daniel had great position that time. Coldwater had to go over the top of him. Going to call that one on Justin Kalp. This is his second personal foul. Not the shooting foul. Troy Homan will toss it in to Daniel Patch. Oh, it's tipped away by Kalp. He comes down and lays it in. Justin Kalp tipped it away, made the steal, and laid it in. 33-24, and the Indians throw it away. Coach Bobby Leverett not happy with that. Turnover, unforced turnover kind of on that one.
Yeah, it's not good when the coach ever catches the ball.
Yeah.
Even though Bobby could shoot it.
He could shoot it, that's for sure. And, oh, Troy almost stole it away, but not quite. Sweeterman has the ball. Now there's a foul call on somebody.
Troy Holman for a shove.
That's number one on Troy. He's in no problems. Tossing it in here will be Marcel Blasingame from the end zone. Lobs the pass out to Kalp, top of the key. Left side it goes, Harlemert fires and no good. Rebound comes to Landon Post. Landon Post will bring it down across the timeline. On the left it goes to Daniel Patch and there's a foul called on Kalp. He reached in and fouled Daniel. Justin Kalp called for the foul.
Starting to get a little aggressive on both teams here.
Out of bounds. Maybe I shouldn't use the term top of the key. A lot of people don't even know what that was. They didn't know that it used to be shaped like a keyhole, the lane, back in the day. Here's Cale Rammel. Missed the first shot, got the rebound, and puts it in.
Indians need to stop right here.
33-26, lead is 7. Oh, knocked away by Rex Leverett. Be careful, Rex. He'll stop. Hand off to Landon Post. Cale Rammel between the circles. He'll dribble to the left. Passes to Troy Homan. Drives to the hole. Reverse layup. Oh, he couldn't get it to go down. Had a great angle on it. Didn't go down. Rebound, Coldwater. Timeouts called by the Coldwater Cavaliers here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms would love to have you work for them. Check out their job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. We'll be back in just a moment.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Rob Weaver and Brian Patch here at the Palace at Coldwater High School, where Fort Recovery trails Coldwater 33-26 in a MAC conference game. Sebastian Solis is our studio producer back at the radio station. Ava Shane is our studio producer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Appreciate Ava and Eric, or I should say, and Sebastian. And here's a steal by Kale Rammel. Slam jam it. Yes, he did. Kale Rammel made the steal and jammed it home. And it's a five-point game. Kale Rammel having a heck of a second half here so far. Well, you said it would. He'd turn it on. Here's Harlemert with it on the left. He'll try to pass into Sweeterman. He traveled, I thought, but he lays it in. Luke Sweeterman gets the basket. Makes it 35-28, and there's a foul called on Coldwater.
I think the Indians got lucky on that one, because I'm not sure that was a foul, but we'll take it.
Called a foul on Coldwater, and that's going to be whistled on Blockberger. Balen Blockberger, the son of Dave Blockberger. He had two nice threes in the first half. Here come the Indians. Riggs Toby on the right side. There Rex Leverett back out top to K.O. Rammel. Rammel has 14 points after only having five in the first half. Landon Post on a three. Oh, it's off the mark. Rebound Rex Leverett. He got it. He's fouled in the act of shooting and will go to the free throw line.
He got lucky on that one because that was a hard miss by Landon, and Rex was able to corral that and put it up and get fouled.
That was one of those that wasn't anywhere close to the rim. But, hey, that happens once in a while. But
we'll call that a pass.
But yeah. Rex Leverett misses the free throw. Now there's a foul called on, I think, Kale Rammel.
Yep.
That's number two on Kale. He's in no problems yet, but one more would be. 35-30. The lead is down to five. That's as close as we've been here in the second half. After trailing by 10 at the halftime. Evan Harlemert with the ball. He'll pass over here. Three-point shot is good. Marcel Blassingame gets his first basket of the night, a three. Riggs Toby threw it away. Stolen away by Marcel Blassingame. Blassingame gets the ball back. Indians trailing now 38-30, and this could bump the lead back to 10. We don't want that to happen. Evan Harlemert with it. He'll stop. Feeds back outside to Kaup. Back over to Harlemert. There's a three. He got it. Evan Harlemert is on fire tonight. He has a total of 18 points in the game, and there's a steal by Coldwater. As Fort Recovery's five-point deficit has gone to 11, and now Coldwater has stolen the ball back, and they can make it even worse. All of a sudden, things go the other way. There's a foul called on Riggs Toby. He fouled Luke Sweeterman from behind. What do you think about Sweeterman? He needs about another 60 pounds on him.
Yeah, he's very tall and thin, but what'd you say, he's a junior?
Yeah, he's only a junior.
Yeah, still, you know, some kids can't struggle to put on weight, and others look at it and it happens. So.
Yeah. Shots up and no good by Blockberger, and Coldwater threw it away. Thank you very much. Fort Recovery gets the ball back.
Yeah, he definitely has to add some mass to him, that's for sure.
So who were some of the guys you played ball with back in the day?
At Jay County?
Yeah.
Jim Farrell, Jeremy Kelly, Matt Lingo, Brent Giesman, Alan Dirksen, Spencer Ritchie.
Okay, that's a pretty good group of guys.
Yeah, we've won sectional 3 years in a row.
And there's a shot up and no good, and a foul is called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. 3 years in a row, huh?
Two, I was there, and the 1 year after with a majority of that group. Oh, and Andy Mitchell, too. Brian Bickle. So
I saw Brian the other day. I said, Brian, you're a little off your playing weight.
He was Not like the Sweeterman kid here.
Yeah. He's still in good shape, though. It's nice to see him. And there's the ball knocked out of bounds.
Good hustle by Rex, knocking it away and diving for it.
So, Jim Farrell was on that team, huh?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, we were the team, remember, that won one game our sophomore year, our junior year, came back and won sectional against Wapahani in triple overtime.
Yeah, I had a conversation with a Wapahani Raider who was on that team you guys beat that year that they were supposed to win the sectional, and they just can't believe that Jay County with one win beats them in the sectional.
It's funny that Jason Bridges was on that team as well, and he coaches girls at St. Francis, and he recruited Whitney Will, so I had a chance to, we talked a lot over that.
Yeah, he's the one I had the conversation with. Here's an outside shot. It's no good by Coldwater. Rebound comes down to Rex Leverett. Missing that one was Brady Layfeld. And a long shot at the horn is no good. And that's the end of the quarter. And we end up losing 1 point in that quarter. Trailed by 10 coming in. We now trail by 11. It's Coldwater 41. Fort Recovery 30. Well, we had it down to 5, but they got right back up again.
Yeah, Coldwater's hitting shots, shooting it well, and right now that's kind of been the death of us right now.
Third quarter scoreboard was brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rustburg. Cooper Farms. We'll be back in a moment.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, I still go back to the last couple of minutes of that second quarter. That's so far, that's caused the deficit here. Here's an outside shot by Coldwater as they get the ball to start. That's way off the mark. Missed the rim, and Daniel Patch got the rebound on the missed shot by Brady Layfeld. Now there's a foul called on Coldwater. I think they're going to nail. Yep. Marcel Blasingame gets called for the foul. Kale Ramble will go to the line with 1-1. Come on, Kale. Earn your big bucks here, boy. 1-1 for Kale. He could cut the lead back to 9. He has 14 points in the game, 9 in the second half, and now he has 10 in the second half.
Yeah, chip away at that lead with the clock stop. That would be good for us.
Yep. 7:37 left in the game. Up, and it is no good off the front of the rim. Rebounds tipped around and picked up by Kale Ramble, but he missed the layup. Rebound comes to Coldwater. They're hemmed in. They get out of the mess. Pass down on the right side. They fall down travel. Yep. Falling down was Blade Buescher. Looked like he slipped on something.
It's kind of where that popcorn was at earlier, but I would say that's probably not it by now.
So, 10-point lead with the one free throw from Kale a moment ago, and Fort Recovery has the ball. Don't dribble again. Over it goes to Troy Homan across the timeline. Nope, he didn't get across. Back to Landon. Now it goes up to Kale Ramble just in a nick of time. We were close to getting 10-second called on us there. Leverett into Kale. He puts it up and missed it, but he is fouled. He'll be at the line for 2. Kale is a man possessed right now, Brian.
Boy, right now they don't have anybody on the floor that can guard him, and so they got all guards out there for the most part. So as soon as he throws it to a wing, he's diving to the block hard.
Free throw is good.
Probably do us some good to get it to him in there.
He'll have one more. Daniel Patch will go to the bench, and Riggs Toby will come back in. Cale Rammel up and good again. Got them both. That makes it an 8-point game. 41-33. Just keep chipping away. Lots of time. 7 minutes left here in the game from Coldwater High School. Welcome to the broadcast tonight. Fans, you're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana. 100.9 on your FM dial. Coldwater with the ball. Blockberger tried to pass inside. It's knocked away, but oh, we can't get it. Out of bounds to Coldwater.
All right, now the Indians are trying to turn up the pressure here a little bit with 6:44 left.
Here we go with the inbounds pass. Comes out deep to Evan Harlemertz. Now to Brady Layfeld with it. He'll pass on the left to Harlemertz. Well, we have stopped Harlemertz's frequency of shots a little bit, I think, here in the second half as he shoots again. And he misses that one. And there's a foul call on Troy Hillman. He reached in on Brady Layfeld, who was going for the rebound.
This is what hurt us in the St. John's game. Long shots, long rebounds, and we're not able to corral those things.
That is number two on Troy. Inbounds pass comes to Brady Layfeld. Layfeld across the timeline, being guarded by Riggs Toby. Blockberger has it. Now he'll pass in the middle to Cody Depweg. Oh, they almost lost it, but picked up by Layfeld. Right side it goes to Blockberger. He'll dribble top of the key. On the left side it goes to Layfeld. Layfeld comes out between the circles. Right side to Evan Harlemert, dribbling against Riggs Toby. Falls down. They're going to say he lost the ball out of bounds. No foul. And the Coldwater fans are not happy about that one.
I don't blame them.
There might have been a foul that could have been called there.
Maybe a couple, but we'll take it.
The Coldwater coach is down. The assistant coach is down here saying, my word.
This is the biggest difference, too, from basketball in Indiana to basketball in Ohio as well. Yeah, you said you were talking about Jay County people and talking with them, and it's the same thing when I've had those conversations.
Troy Hillman came down, tried to get the shot. He missed it. He did get the shot, but he missed it. Wasn't even close. And now a foul's called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. Rex Leverett gets called for the foul and will march to the other end to shoot free throws. Coldwater leads by 8, 41-33. Boy, we could have used a basket on that last possession there. 5:42 to go in the game.
Yeah, that probably wasn't our best shot that we wanted right there.
Sweeterman at the line, and he is a good free throw shooter, and he hits the first one. He is a kid who was out with injuries early, and he came back, and they have been playing like heck ever since he came back. Missed that free throw. Rebound, Daniel Patch. Daniel gives over to Cale Rammel. Rammel across the timeline. Works his way in, lays it up, and got it, and he's fouled. Cale Rammel just going like a man possessed. That cuts the lead back to 7, 42-35, and he'll have a free throw coming here. 19 points now for Cale and 5 in the first half. The rest of them have come here in the second half. He's going to top his average yet tonight. Free throw's good. And timeout is called by, I think, Fort Recovery.
Yep, full timeout.
5:34 to go in the game. Fort Recovery's only down by 6. Hey, don't give up on them, folks. 42-36 the score. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Okay, tell us all about your trip down south.
Well, Olivia's basketball team played in Puerto Rico, and we went along and spent a week in Puerto Rico right before the snow hit before Christmas, and had a great time down there in 85, 86 degree weather.
And Fort Recovery tied them up on the full court press, and it goes to Fort Recovery. All right.
Good job by Rex Leverett there getting jumbled.
But you wouldn't want to live there.
Probably not, no. They are crazy drivers, and that says a lot because people think I'm crazy. They don't abide by any driving rules. It's just weird.
Daniel Patch with the ball as we resume action here. Come on, guys, get a basket. Landon Post on the right side to Rex Leverett. Back out to Troy Homan. Left to Daniel Patch. Lobs it in to Kale Rammel. Tipped by Cole Waters Harlemer. And uh-oh.
Not sure how that's not a foul when Kel gets knocked down.
And he is feeling the pain, too. They didn't call a foul, though. Coach Bobby Leverett. Out there directing the team. Troy Homan will toss it in here. Kale stays in the game, even though he was hurting a bit there. Back outside to Rex Leverett. I'm telling you, that kid, Kale Rammel, got pounded on in football. Left side to Daniel Patch. Landon Post with the top of the key. Drives down, and he is. His shot is blocked. Coldwater comes down with it, and there's a foul called on Rex Leverett. Or
no, Kale.
Kale Rammel gets called for the foul. That's his third foul of the evening. Now he's a little. Now we have a whole 5 minutes to go here, so has to kind of be careful not to get that fourth one. Coldwater will have two. Well, one and one coming here, and it's Sweeterman at the line. He was one out of two the last time up there. Free throw is good. Rattles at home. Luke Sweeterman, 6'7 junior at the free throw line. Nice looking player. He could be on my team. That's for sure. He's a lefty, by the way. Puts it up. Got it. That's three marks against him right there. Hit two free throws, unfortunately, and the Indians now trail by 8, 44-36. Being pressed full court, Daniel Patch gets it down to Rex Leverett. Reverse layup is no good, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. It's going to be on Sweeterman. Pretty sure. Yep. Luke Sweeterman picks up the foul. That's number three on him.
Big foul.
Yes, it is. Rex Leverett at the line with two shots. Oh, he almost... He had a pretty nice shot there.
That rattled all the way around the rim and back out.
No good on the first one for Rex. Come on, Rex. .449 left in the game. Fort Recovery trails 44-37 now as he got the free throw. He got one out of two. Back to a seven-point game. We've been as close as five here in the second half. Down comes Layfeld. He missed a shot. Rebound comes down to Landon Post. And what? We got a foul called on Coldwater.
That's good for us because right now we're in the bonus with 4:37 to go. So, again, we have a chance to chip in the lead with the clock stop. We just got to hit some free throws.
Going to call that foul on Blockberger. Balen Blockberger gets called for the foul. At the line goes Mr. Landon Post. I don't believe he's been there yet tonight. Nope. First time for him. Come on, Landon. It's up and good. That makes it a six-point game. One more for Landon Post. Up and good again.
Two possession game.
44-39, timeout. 5-point difference. Coldwater leading here in the fourth quarter. It ain't over till it's over. Keep your fingers crossed the Indians can make a comeback here with 4:37 to go in the game, trailing by 5. We'll be back.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Once again, congratulations to Jay County's Mallory winner, as Mallory is a state champion in wrestling. Jay County has a very strong wrestling program for the ladies. They had 14 gals out this year, and this is Mallory winner's second state championship. She won last year as a freshman, had a 2-1 decision tonight as a sophomore.
That's impressive.
Coldwater with the ball. On the left, it goes to Sweeterman, goes to the hole, lays it up, and he missed it. It's knocked out of bounds by Blockberger. Oh, they're going to say Kale Rammel hit it out of bounds. No way. That's my opinion. Here comes the inbounds pass from Coldwater. And, oh, almost stolen again.
Yeah, it could have been.
Layfeld over, goes to the right side, the blasting game. Marcel passes over here to Blockberger. Blockberger between the circles. Hands it off to Layfeld as there's a foul called on Rex Leverett. Evan Harlemer hit a three from the corner after the foul was called, so I guess maybe it was a good foul. At the line will go Layfeld, Brady Layfeld for Coldwater. He is a 6-foot sophomore.
That'd actually be Daniel's relation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. His dad and Annie are first cousins.
And he did us a favor. He missed the free throw. Rebound comes to K.O. Rammel. Layfeld has not scored tonight. Let's hope he stays that way, even though he is your relation.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
Landon Post lobs it into Kale. Got it. There's a foul call on Coldwater. It'll be two shots for Kale Rammel. It'll be whistled. Who was it called on? Was it Harlemer?
Yep. Evan.
Evan Harlemer gets called for the foul. And Kale Rammel's at the line for two. This could cut the lead to three, folks. To only three. Let's do it, Kale. Free throw's good. He'll have one more. He now has 21 points on the night. He only had 5 in the first half, 16 here in the second half.
Yeah, I told you he's a slow starter. Strong finisher, slow starter.
And, oh, it's no good that time. But Troy, oh, who got it? Fort Recovery gets the ball. They say it went off of Sweeterman. Ball was all over the place there, and Sweeterman tried to grab it, and he slipped out of his fingertips, and the lead stays at 4. And that is as close as we've been in the second half. Coach Bobby Leverett wants to call timeout with 3:48 to go. The Indians have the ball when we resume action. Fort Recovery down 44-40, 3:48 to go in the game.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
Okay, here we go. Kale Rammel will toss it in. They really had him bottled up in the first half, but not here in the second half. Troy Homan will get the inbounds pass out front with it. Right side to Landon Post. Back to Troy. Back to Post on the right. Back to Troy. In to Kale Rammel. Dribbles, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Kale Rammel, and that is number four on him, as going down was Marcel Blasingame. I'm not so sure that he was pushed down, but he went down.
That looked like a pretty good flop to hear it from me.
But that's number four on Kale now, and he has to be extra careful. 3:30 to go in the game. Coach Bobby Leverett's not going to take him out. There's a foul call on Rex Leverett. You don't want to do that, Rex.
That's his fourth.
Don't want to foul on a press.
Especially when he's almost falling out of bounds.
What you want to do on the press is make them throw it away. You don't want to foul them, that's for sure. But we did. At the free throw line goes Kalp. Eyes and flies and got it. Justin Kalp gets his fifth point of the night. He'll have one more coming here. 45-40 now. Coldwater Cavaliers up by five again after we had got it down to four. This one's up and good again. Two sweet free throws for Justin Kalp. Indians put it in play. Full court pressure. Over to Kale Rammel, to Daniel Patch, back to Kale. Right side it goes, Troy Homan. Homan back to Daniel Patch. There's Landon Post, a long three, no good. Rebound and a foul's on Troy Homan. And that's number three on him.
Not sure we want to be fouling this early. I mean, without even a chance, like you said, to even give us an opportunity to turn them over. I mean, right now we're just fouling right away and clock stop, but they have a chance to hit free throws, which they've been hitting, and we don't have a chance to even try to turn them over.
Luke Sweeterman at the line. He's three out of four tonight, and now hit it again. Four out of five. That punches the lead back to seven. Well, we got it down to four. Now we're letting it get away again. One more for Sweeterman. This one's good again. 48-40. Down comes Fort Recovery into Daniel Patch. Daniel stops, feeds off to Troy Homan. Landon Post on the left side to Kale Rammel. Head fakes, comes in, passes back to Landon Post. Landon back outside to Troy Homan. They're looking for Kale. They get it into Kale Rammel here. He's triple teamed, and he threw it away. He tried to make a pass, and it was tipped by one of the guys who was guarding him. And Coldwater with the ball. Right side, Luke Sweeterman missed it. Rebound, no good by Harlemer, but he got his own rebound again and scores. Evan Harlemer with an offensive rebound basket. Makes it a 10-point game again. 50-40, and this is looking not so good now, Brian.
No. Kind of let that four-point lead slip away there.
Only 2:19 to go in the game. There's Daniel Patch. Come on, Daniel. Ah, it didn't go on a three. Rebound comes down to Coldwater, to Marcel Blasingame. Right side to Harlemer. Back out to Blasingame between the circles. Fouls called on Landon Post. And Blasingame will go to the free throw line. He has not been there yet tonight. We have another timeout, I think.
Yep, 30-second timeout by the Indians.
Fort Recovery calls timeout. Again, 2:01 to go in the game. It's 50-40. Coldwater leading by 10.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Jay County girls winning big tonight over South Adams. They'll play for the conference championship tomorrow night against Woodland at Bluffton. We'll have the game for you on the radio 7:30 tomorrow evening. Jay County and Woodland for the ACAC Conference Championship. Lady Patriots have had a great year this year, only one loss.
How many conference championships would that be for them if they won it?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Of course, we haven't been in that conference that long. I'd say maybe four or five. Free throw's no good by Marcel Blassingame. That helps. Here's one more. And got that one. Hits one of two. Makes it 51-40. Kale Rammel will pass over to Troy Homan. The pass was tipped, but Troy still got it. Down he comes. Back out to Daniel Patch around the horn. Rex Leverett on a three. Goes. Rex Leverett gets a big three. That helps. That makes it an eight-point game again. 51-43, and Coldwater calls timeout as they almost committed a violation in getting the ball in. Timeout Cavaliers. 1:40 to go in the game. Indians down by eight.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
51-43. Coldwater will put the ball in play against the full court press by Fort Recovery. Layfeld with it. Brady Layfeld. He is fouled by the Indians as the Indians double teamed him. And they're going to call that one on Alex Deuce, who's in the game right now. At the free throw line, Brady Layfeld. He is 0 for 1 tonight, and he missed that one. Thank you very much. He'll have one more. Now Alex Deuce and Riggs Toby both go out, so the Indians have Daniel Patch, Kale Rammel, Rex Leverett, Landon Post, and Troy Homan in the game. Second one's no good also. That's the kid we need to foul. Here's Kale Rammel on a three. Won't go down. Daniel Patch with a big rebound. Rammel again on a three. No good again. Rebound Homan up. No good. Rebound comes to Luke Sweeterman of Coldwater, and he double dribbles. And the Indians get it back. Hey, we're not done yet here, Brian.
No, we need a lot of things to go right. One of them would have been able to score right there. And we also got our turnovers, so...
Kale Rammel had two threes, and they couldn't get either one of them to go down there a moment ago.
Need a bucket here, though, if we want to have a chance.
1:14 left, down by eight. Lob comes in to Kale Rammel. He'll dribble, and he is fouled. He'll be at the line for two, but two more on the board. We're only down by six. He's been hot from the line lately, for the most part. Kale Rammel has 21 points in the game.
Two big ones here coming for him.
Kale's got to be a tired dude, I tell you. Where's number 22? Hard to believe he's a senior. But that is the case. Hard to believe that Daniel's a senior.
Yep, time flies.
Got the free throw, makes it a seven-point game, 51-44. We're not dead yet. This will make it six. Kale eyes and flies. It's good again. It's a six-point game. Put 51-45. Rammel will come out to kind of protect him against that fifth foul. He does have four fouls. Here's a pass comes in. Oh, almost stolen by the Indians. It's up for grabs. Oh, it goes out of bounds, I think, off Fort Recovery. Yeah. Oh, we almost had it there.
Yep. Two chances, actually. Good hustle, though.
Ball was popping around the place. Tomorrow we'll have the Fort Recovery Ansonia girls game for you on the radio. That'll be a 12 o'clock start time. And Coldwater, oh, a foul's called there.
Yeah, great foul by Riggs because he fouled with no time off the clock, and he fouled Layfell, who just missed two straight free throws for us. So
again, the Lady Indians trying to get back on the right track tomorrow. They'll be taking on Ansonia at Ansonia. 12 noon start time. We'll have the game for you on the radio tomorrow, so tune us in. Here is Brady Layfeld at the line. It's up, and it is good this time. It's a big one there. That makes it a 7-point game. Makes it a 3-point possession situation now. And it is no good this time. Rebound, Kale Rammel. Down come the Indians. Troy Homan with the ball on the right. Goes out front to Daniel Patch. Here's Rex Leverett. A long three off the glass. No good. Rebound, Luke Sweeterman. And he gets the ball away to Brady Layfeld. He'll pass it off to Evan Harlemert on the right. And I don't think we want to foul Harlemert, but we did. Landon Post going to be called for the foul.
We tried to foul down here, Daniel did, on the Sweeterman kid, and they didn't call it. So
Harlemert goes to the free throw line. It is a 7-point game, 52-45, only 46 seconds left. Harlemert's probably not going to miss this. He did. I'll say it again.
I was gonna say,
Harlemert's probably not going to miss this.
Don't stop now.
He is a good shooter.
Yes, he is.
Puts this one up, and he got that one. One out of two. 53-45, 8-point game. Here's Kale Rammel on a three. No good off the mark. Way short. Kale's tired. And they say the ball went out of bounds off Coldwater.
I'm thinking he thought he got fouled.
And maybe. That was way off. Troy Homan will toss it in. Lobs it into Daniel Patch. Back to Homan. Homan goes in, feeds back to Patch, fires a three. Oh, in and out, no good. Rebound comes to Homan, back up and good. Troy Homan got the rebound basket, and Fort Recovery calls the timeout. That makes it a 53-47 game. Now we're back to a two-possession game with 25 seconds left to go in the contest. We'll just keep it right here. And you got to hope for a turnover or foul Layfeld again.
Yeah, we got to somehow get a turnover and convert it real quick into points and then, set it up and do it again. But down six here, we don't have a whole lot of time. So
I think I would take Layfeld out if he's not out already. He's not very...
He's still in there.
Just from my standpoint, he's just not hitting the free throws right now.
So then let's keep him in.
Well, for us, it's good, yes. For us, it's good. But if you're Coldwater, I don't know. Hope you folks have enjoyed the broadcast. We've had fun doing it for you tonight. Unfortunately, we are behind here and have been behind the whole second half. And again, really a spurt at the end of the second quarter by Coldwater is the difference in this game.
Yeah, they went on a 9-0 run in the last minute, and that's just kind of been the difference. We haven't been able to come in.
Cavaliers will put it in play. Evan Harlemert will toss it in. Coldwater is 3-0 in the conference. Indians are 2-1, so a big conference game here. There's a foul called. That might have been traveling, to be quite honest about it.
Yeah, that's
didn't call it.
That's pretty... a lot of faith in Coach Fisher has in Baylen Blockberger, who's a sophomore, to get it in that situation with, sending him to the line. So Coach obviously has a lot of trust and faith in him.
All the Cavaliers are off the line. Two shots for Blockberger. He missed it. Thank you very much. Hey, misses it here. Could get interesting. So... right at the moment, 6-point game, 53-47, 24 seconds to go, up and good this time. Got one of two. Balen Blockberger with one of two. Here comes Cale Ramble. He'll go in the hole, puts it up. Oh, he can't get it to go down, but he's fouled in the act of shooting, and he'll be at the line again. But we needed a three.
I was going to say, if we want to have a chance to chip away at this thing, we got to get three-point plays here. Twos aren't going to do it.
No, not right now. That's why I was kind of surprised to see him even go in for it. Free throw is good by Cale, giving him 24 points tonight. He will have one more. He's had... This would give him 20 points in the second half alone. And he did. Got it. He will come out of the game, protect him from that fifth foul. 18 seconds left.
Crazier things have happened.
And they're going to call a foul on Riggs Toby.
Yep.
On a fouled Layfield.
Same thing. Clock didn't run, and we were able to get a foul. Smart play by Riggs.
Layfield goes to the free throw line. He is one out of five at the free throw line.
Hopefully it's one out of seven when we're done.
No, probably not. First one's up and good. He will have one more. Cale Ramble and Daniel Patch come back in. Here's the free throw. It's no good. Rebound Daniel Patch to Cale Ramble. It's a six-point game. Come on. Cale fires. Oh, doggone it. Won't go down on a three. Rebound Rex Leverett. Got it. And 7 seconds to go, and we're going to run out of time. 55-51. It's going to end. However, they did call a foul, so they will have free throws. Rex Leverett now, by the way, with 14 points, Brian.
Yeah, he's had himself a good game. And that's the Rex that we need to have. We've got to have some balanced scoring to help Cale out. So we just haven't had that consistency. It's been Daniel a couple games, Landon a couple games, and Rex a couple games. Just not consistent. Wiederman hits the first free throw, giving him 12 on the night, 2.3 seconds. And he's trailed by 5, 56-51.
Second by Wiederman. He got it again. And that's the game, 57-51. Port Recovery falls to the Coldwater Cavaliers, 57-51. We'll be back in a moment.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, Fort Recovery goes down tonight for the third straight game, losing to Coldwater this evening in a conference game, 57-51. It was 10-9, Coldwater leading by one after one. then you say it was a 9-0 run there?
Yeah, in the last minute.
9-0 run in the last minute of the second quarter. Coldwater expanded their lead to 10 points at halftime, 26-16. And again, that was really the difference in the game right there. After three, the Indians trailed by 11, 41-30. And then Fort Recovery able to cut the lead down to 4, I believe it was, at one point in the fourth quarter, but lost the game 57-51. Indians were led in scoring by Cale Rammel with 25 points. He had a whole bunch of free throws tonight. 14 for Rex Leverett. 5 points for Landon Post. 4 for Troy Homan. And 3 points for Daniel Patch. Again, Cale Rammel, 25 after having only 5 in the first half of play. Coldwater was led by Evan Harlemert with 21 points. A lot of threes for him tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 threes for Harlemert this evening. It was 13 points for Luke Sweeterman. 4 in the first half, 9 in the second. 7 points for Balen Blockberger. 6 for Justin Kalp. 2 points apiece for Brady Layfeld, Mason Welch, and Cody Depway. Coldwater improves to 4-0 in the conference. Indians drop to 2-2 in the conference. And huge loss, really, for any hopes to win the conference championship. Not over yet, but
There's a lot of games left. Obviously, you got to have a lot of help. But, I think whoever's going to win it has a chance to get 2 losses. There's just a lot of good teams, and there's a lot of parity. I think in the top 6 or so teams, any of those teams could beat anybody. Obviously, Coldwater's got to play Marion yet. We got to play Marion next week. St. John's could still get Coldwater. There's a lot of good teams, a lot of good games left. This thing's not over yet.
Oh, no question about that. But, what is it about the MAC conference? There's no better conference in my mind in Ohio than the MAC conference athletically. It is strong.
And it's that way in every sport. There's a lot of things, I think, that go into it. One is the communities, the community support and pride, I think has a lot to do with it. The backing and the support that students receive and the athletes and the coaches. I think the coaching has a lot to do with it. I think the athletes have a lot to do with it. The parents have a lot to do with it. They're just a hardworking group of people around here. They take a lot of pride in it. Matter of fact, just the other day I was talking with Coach Teagle from Jay County. We ran into each other and we were talking about it, and he said, ran into him at Moeller's, and he was over there, and he said, I absolutely love this area, this place. He said, these people just know how to compete, and he goes, they're fun, and they're fun to talk to, and they're athletic. They love athletics, and, there's a lot of truth to that. And they just go out and play hard, and, they have a lot of success.
Here's Coach Leverett. We'll get him on here. In the reserve game, by the way, the Indians won that one 38-36. They were led in scoring by Briggs Overman with 14, 8 for Eli Leonard, 7 points for Gavin Evers, and up 5 points was Colson Post, 3 for Alex Garkey, and 1 for Caden Greasy. So join Coach Leverett on the microphone here. Coach, tough loss tonight, and we all pointed to the last minute of that second quarter that kind of did us in. 9 straight points for Coldwater to close out the first half, and we could never kind of recover after that. We tried,
like I said, these kids don't quit. I knew they weren't quit, honestly. That's kind of how they've been all year. They're competitors, they're battlers. Couple things that I thought were crucial, and it's been our last 2 games that have cost us games, is one, we've had teams knock down a bunch of threes on us, and that was the case to end the first half with that big 9-0 run. So one, we're either not closing out and making them uncomfortable when they shoot it, or two, we're not closing out and being there to where they can shoot it. So we've got to clean that up. I think that cost us the Botkins game, which we were really tired in, so a little understandable there. But tonight was no excuse for us to not get out on their shooters when we know who they are.
Boy, Harlemert had a great game against you, unfortunately, with 21 points tonight and 5 threes.
Yep.
A lot of them there at the end of that second quarter.
Right. Well, he hit a couple big ones. Blockberger hit a big one in the corner, too. And then you're down 10 at halftime against a very streaky team. And, it is what it is. We're not going to hang our heads. We're going to bond together. We're going to clean up some things, and we know we need to clean up. You know, there's a couple times here and there defensively where we have, somebody has a little letdown, and then they, we give up a backdoor or an offensive rebound or a three. So it's all fixable. The good thing is we're only halfway through the season. We know we need to get things going here at tournament time.
Cale, the kid was, they were all over him like we know it's going to happen the rest of the year.
Yeah. Well, like it's been all year. I wish we could get some more calls his way, because I just feel like he's getting hung on every night. And I guess that's an excuse or not, but I think it's pretty evident if you're watching as a fan of the home team or an away team, he just gets beat on.
Yeah, he only had 5 in the first half, came back with 20 in the second half for you. So,
yep.
Another great second half for him, but doggone it, not quite enough.
Yep, we'll get there. Like I said, we're going to clean some things up. We'll get in the shoot-around tomorrow. We'll get ready for Mommy Valley. Like I told him in the locker room, hey, the good thing is, we'll learn from this. We get to come out tomorrow and play again, and hopefully get a W against a pretty good Mommy Valley team that's coming down from Toledo.
I was going to say, I don't remember that we played them before. Have we played them before?
No, this was just a one-year contract. We needed a home game, and they agreed to come down and play us. So.
All the way from Toledo.
We'll take it. Hopefully they're tired when they get off that bus.
Hopefully we're going to buy them their lunch or something.
Something, right?
Get into town. Hey, well, thanks for coming up afterwards. Sorry about the loss, and I know the kids will be back, and you do too.
We'll be fine. Thanks, Rob.
Okay, thank you. Again, Bob Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians fall tonight to Coldwater by a score of 57-51, a six-point game. And just couldn't quite get back after that 10-point deficit at halftime, trailing again by only 4 late in the game, as close as we were able to get, but kept it going there. So that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. And thank you very much there, Brian, for sitting in this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. And always good to work with you, Rob, and listen to you call games. So.
Well, we'll try again next time. Again, we do remind you we'll have the girls' game coming up tomorrow at noon at Ansonia. So root for the Lady Indians. Help them get out of the stupor or whatever we're in here now. It was a rough game last night for Fort Recovery, and I know they can play better than that. So hopefully we'll see that better play tomorrow at noon. We'll have the game for you on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Sebastian Solis back at the radio station. Again, Sebastian Solis, and then Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com, and Mr. Neil Spencer was also here. For Brian Patch, I'm Rob Weaver saying goodnight, everybody. Thanks to our great sponsors. Again, the final score, Fort Recovery falling to the Coldwater Cavaliers tonight by a score of 57-51.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio. We'll be right back.